This is the National Conversation with All Things Considered. I'm Ari Shapiro. The coronavirus pandemic is straining our health, our paychecks, and our romantic relationships. Being cooped up at home with your significant other can be fun at first, and it can also get a little claustrophobic. A bunch of you have asked for marriage and relationship advice. Now, there's something I want to acknowledge right at the top. Although our questions today do not address domestic violence, that has increased during this pandemic. And if you are experiencing abuse, you can call the Domestic Violence Hotline. That number is 1-800-799-7233. Now, to help with your relationship and marriage advice, we have Rachel Sussman with us. She's a New York-based licensed clinical social worker and a marriage and family therapist. Thanks for being here on a Friday night.
Thanks for having me.
This is a challenging time for relationships and marriages. If the stress of the pandemic is straining people, do you have general advice for couples that are going through a rough patch right now?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's so great to have me on the show and to be discussing this topic that's so timely right now. I'm working with couples all over the country, and I have an international clientele as well. So I'm hearing from all different people in all different stages of relationships, dating couples, people that are living together or living together apart, and married couples. And everyone's struggling on some level. I mean, this is really a hard time.
I mean, well, that's a little reassuring to know that everyone is going through it. I mean, when you have partners, even whole families living on top of each other during this crisis, what tips do you have to help people avoid conflict?
Well, first of all, if everyone could just acknowledge that this is a trying time, you know, because I think people have a tendency to compare themselves with each other, so, or other people, they think maybe we're struggling more than other people. So if they could just first acknowledge that this is difficult. And basically, I've been telling everyone just do everything they can, first of all, to take care of themselves. And if they could just, if people could just try to manage their own stress, validate that this is a hard time, and maybe have a conversation with themselves. What are a couple of things they can do every day to make them feel okay, safe, in control, content, happy? And if we can just start that way, it's easier to be able to deal with a relationship if you're feeling okay yourself.
That's good advice. Let's take a listener question from Joan in Jamestown, Rhode Island.
I'm a middle-aged person who's living apart from my spouse. He's in a different state, and we had this arrangement in place before the pandemic, but now with travel restrictions and concerns about illness, I'm very nervous about the possibility that he may become ill or I may become ill, and we're unable to support each other. I'm wondering if you had any advice that you could offer people in my situation.
Long-distance relationships are challenging in the best of times. What advice
do you
have for
Joan? I was just going to say that. I get so many questions in good times about long-distance relationships, and they certainly are challenging. And I've heard from, you know, people all over the world who are in long-distance relationships right now, and it's even harder. I really feel for them, and I really feel for your listener's question. And her question really isn't about how do you keep a long-distance relationship going strong during this time, because I am working with people trying to do that as well. But she seems really concerned about what if one of them gets sick, how could they care for each other? I mean, these are really difficult times. And I would certainly suggest she talks this over with her partner. If they're not going to be able to be together during the pandemic and they have a fear of one of them getting ill, they really should try to make a plan and see who can help out.
Do you have tips for couples that are hoping to create romance in this uncertainty, perhaps without leaving the house?
Well, we're all trying to do that now, aren't we? Yes, absolutely. I mean, I am telling couples if they could possibly look at this all to see some opportunities here. I mean, is it possible to make some lemonade out of lemons? I'm talking to people all over the country, and they're giving me some really great ideas and telling me some of the fun things they're doing, and I, in turn, am making suggestions as well.
Give us a couple of the best ones you've heard.
Yeah, I had a couple who did they're taking webinars on or cooking classes, cook-offs. Who could make the best, everyone's trying to bake and make cookies and that kind of thing.
Yeah,
you can't get flour anymore.
So, one last idea we have left.
Different, trying to who can make the best Italian meal or French meal. I have people even like taking language classes with each other. Of course,
that's
you
great.
Hear the stories about everyone connecting with college friends and high school friends and doing that as a couple, watching movies together, maybe watching a series if you love.
Sounds great.
Yeah,
thank you,
you know,
for the tips. I'm afraid we have to leave it there, but that's marriage and family therapist Rachel Sussman. We appreciate your joining us.
You're so welcome. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Okay, we just spent the last few minutes talking about love and relationships in these strange times. Now we want to end with a story of finding new love during a pandemic.
This is Shelby meeting a guy from an app.
Hey.
For the first time outside our window.
Quarantine.
Love in the time of quarantine.
Shelby's roommate, Amy Kaufman, is a reporter for the LA Times. Amy decided to document this whole thing, and as any good friend should, she made sure to give Shelby's love interest, Wes, a hard time.
You're going to come to my window nightly to deliver food to someone you've never met? You will be on Instagram. How long are you going to keep this up, bro?
So what do dates look like for the two of them? A lot of distance, gloves, a mask, and Wes stopping by to drop off fancy meals he's cooked.
I can't even make this up. Okay, Shel, read the instructions here.
Preheat oven to 450, remove foil, bake for 15 minutes, garnish with thyme flower, open Mandela, enjoy.
Are you feeling like an utter queen?
Little bit.
Okay, so back to Amy's question. How long can they keep this up? This has been going on for a few weeks now since the two connected on an app and Wes and Shelby are getting to know each other. Here's Amy talking to Shelby after a distance date.
Real talk, real girl talk. Do you think that it's gonna get harder to not touch in any way if you keep doing this?
Yes.
Like today, did you feel like you wanted to like hug him or?
Yeah, it's like hard when I'm like, even from like far away, but I'm like, I'm next to him, it's hard.
Because you're attracted to him or because you're used to just like hugging people?
Yeah, because I'm like attracted to him, and it's like you like talk to somebody for so long and then just like having them in front of you, you're just like,
aloha.
Hello.
And Amy put the same question to Wes.
Do you still feel like you can develop real feelings even though you guys aren't touching?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely, he says.
Wes and Shelby, we're rooting for you. Today's show was edited by Barry Hardiman, Monica Ostatieva, Eric Maripodi, H.J. Mai, and Dave Blanchard. It was produced by Lauren Magaki. Happy birthday, Lauren! Caroline Kelly, Jeffrey Pierre, Mia Venkat, Saraya Muhammad, Vincent Accovino, and Emma Talkoff. Christina Kalla is our show director. Our technical director is Neil Tivolt with James Willits. Engineering support by Michael Cullen. Wynn Davis is our engagement editor. Thanks to Carlene Watson, Kara Tallow, Natalie Friedman-Winston, Steve Drummond, and Kenya Young. And a special thanks to my co-hosts this week, Scott Simon and Michelle Martin. I'm Ari Shapiro. We'll be back on Monday to answer more of your questions. Send them to us at npr.org/nationalconversation or tweet us with the hashtag NPRConversation.